across the nation from Watts. Where 32 million people made in the image of God, though they were black, were murdered, came the cry, "Burn, baby, burn." Long time ago, that cry was originated by Nebuchadnezzar when he cast three Jewish boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, in a fiery furnace, because they said, "Even if our God won't help us, we're not going to bow down to your God." And after they'd been in there, Nebuchadnezzar said, "Did we put only three in there?" "That's all." He said, "I see a fourth one in there. And he looks like the Son of God." And when they opened up the doors and they came out, they couldn't even smell the scorch upon their clothes. Now, I want to talk about Burn, Baby, Burn, which was originated by Nebuchadnezzar, not by Watts. In Watts, it was a cry of last resort. People penned in a ghetto where there weren't even any buses to drive them to downtown Los Angeles to get their Social Security. People penned in a ghetto who were so poor that they didn't have cars. This is the land of the free and the home of the brave. So this was a cry of last resort. I'm not criticizing them. I understand what it means to be frustrated, what it means to be black. But it was a cry of the oppressed. Burn, baby, burn. Scorched earth policy of black people who had nowhere else to go. How else to call attention to their miserable conditions? But burn, baby, burn. Burn, baby, burn does more than call attention to a condition of, not second class, third class. Because we got second-class citizens in the United States who belong to the white race. The black man in the United States is third class.
Come on, man.
But I'd like to say that burn, baby, burn is not the policy that I believe in. Because when the first rage in black communities burst forth with burn, baby, burn, it's our homes that are destroyed. When a neighborhood dry cleaner is burned down, it's our clothes that become ashes. When a supermarket in our community is set on fire, that's food for our babies, our children. I have never believed that violence can solve anything, whether on an international basis or on a community basis. The Chinese have a proverb that when you are in an argument, he who strikes the first blow confesses he's lost the argument. Show me a war in the history of the world that has solved the problem. Black men went out and fought World War I, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War, to make the world safer democracy. And they still have no equality. Still have no equality. So therefore I say, babies, it's learn, baby, learn. Learn. We need education to compete in this modern world of automation. We need education for skills. We need education that'll make us, educationally at least, the equal of the white man. Learn to be the best. Learn to be the best. Learn to be a leader. Learn to be a follower. Learn all these things that will equip you for this 20th century we're living in. Now, when you learn, baby, learn, then you can earn, baby, earn.
That's it.
And black power doesn't mean anything unless you have green power.
Green power, green power, green power.
Earn, baby, earn. Get that green in your pocket, baby. White man only respects two things. The white man only respects your vote and your dollar. The new trinity in the United States is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Almighty Dollar. Earn, baby, earn. Earn more money to educate your children, to break the chains. Break the chains. You hear what I said, baby? Break the chains. Break the chains of poverty. Break the chains of welfare. Break the chains of colonialism. Break the chains. Burn, baby, burn. I understand it. I know my Watts leaders. I know them personally. I understand them. But the thing is, learn, baby, learn, and be wise. And earn, baby, earn for survival. And if we must burn anything, let us burn the hatred out of their hearts. In fact, my feeling is that the black man has got to be the missionary to the white man. All these hundreds of years, the white man's been sending missionaries to Africa to save the black man's soul. Now the black man's got to start sending missionaries to save the white man's soul. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because, you see, if it isn't for the black man, the world is finished, because two-thirds of the earth are black today. Two-thirds of the United Nations are black today. Let's don't talk about just the black man in the United States, 22 million, but let's realize, as Jesus once said, who's my neighbor? And the modern means of communication, transportation, have made the world a whole neighborhood. We're all neighbors now. And two-thirds of this world now, black people. We are people made in the image of God, and God didn't say whether you're going to be black or white. He said, I'm going to make man in my image. And the spittle clay grew arrogant with breath. So learn, baby, learn. Learn, baby, learn. And keep the faith, baby. Coming too, Wes. Wes, just it's coming. Judgment's coming. Bless your hearts. The death of any man. The death of any man is my brother. One of the greatest writers that ever lived, Tolstoy, once wrote, War, on one hand, is such an atrocious thing that no man has the right to assume the responsibility of beginning a war. Just in this century alone, America has already fought 2 world wars, a Korean War, and we are locked in a senseless struggle of death in Vietnam. Senseless, because any slaughter is senseless. Murder is wrong. Whether you're mugged on the streets of a city or whether you are butchered on the battlefield. Just the other day, I read of 2 teenagers from Harlem that were killed, and the same day, there were 30 young men of the Viet Cong killed. And my heart went out to all the grieving families, black in my district and yellow in Vietnam. They have families as well as we do, and I sorrowed for them. As a great English writer once wrote, no man is an island. The death of any man diminishes me. Ask not for whom the bell tolls. Ask not, because they toll for thee. And they toll for me. When we kill a man 10,000 miles away, we kill a part of ourselves. Because humanity is indivisible. Man must stop believing that he has the right to chop up another man to settle an argument. Wars aren't won. Wars are always lost. We fought all these wars, World War I, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War, to make the world safe for democracy, and the black man still lives in a world of no democracy. Man must begin to believe and act in terms of that wonderful spiritual. I'm gonna lay down my sword and shield and study war no more. Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. In the neighborhood of this world, all men are brothers. War diminishes me, and war diminishes you as much as war diminishes them. Those who have fought wars and known the suffering, the pain, the destruction, are the biggest enemies of war. A great general, William Sherman, said of war, war is cruel, you cannot refine it. War at its best is barbarism. I'm sick and tired of war. Its glory, said Sherman, General Sherman, is all nothing but moonshine. I don't know whether it meant liquor or not. It is only those who have neither fired a shot or heard the shrieks and the groans of the wounded cry aloud about blood, vengeance, desolation. And then Sherman finished by saying, war is hell. I've been a pacifist all my life. Have you made the world any safer for democracy by killing 30 million lives in this century? By burning alive 6 million Jews at Buchenwald? By lynching 6,000 black men in the United States of America? Have we made it any better?
No.
We thought we did, but Nazism in Germany in particular has now again reared its ugly head, and the new prime minister of West Germany, where they burned alive 6 million Jews, is now a former Nazi. So wars do not kill ideas, ideals, but only men made in the image of God. We must follow the philosophy our grandfathers who told the world to lay down. Lay down your sword and shield down by the riverside. Ain't gonna study war no more, because wars solve no problems. They create only new ones. The seeds of international wars are sown in daily violence. The seeds of international wars are sown in the defeats. Man must begin to control his destructive impulse. That's all war is, an outlet for the evil compulsions of our society. And all we need, as my daddy once told me, the greatest power in the world is the expulsive power of a new affection. So all we need there for is the new affection of love in place of war. Oh, we can march off gloriously down the streets of New York singing "When Johnny Comes Marching Home Again," or "Let's Remember Pearl Harbor," or "The Ballad of the Green Berets." But we cannot ignore or ever forget one essential fact about war. And blood and torrents poured in vain is always in vain. For war breeds war, and the death of any man diminishes me. Ask not for whom the bells toll. They toll for me. Incidentally, he was a teenager, the youngest one of the disciples. His name was John. He leaned his head gently on Jesus' shoulder. And he was exiled because of his beliefs. And on that day, he suddenly saw one, his garment shining like the light. And he said, "I am Jesus, Alpha and Omega, first and the last. I was dead, but behold, I'm alive forevermore." One day.
What?
One day. There's an old man now who had come to the end of his journey, weary with life, but the battle wasn't done. He was still leaning on the staff of redemption, saying, "I'll overcome." One day.
One day.
One day. United States of America, with the bleeding wounds of race hatred, will be cleansed by the glorious healing power of God's love.
Amen.
One day.
One day.
The old divisions between the Arabs and the Israelites, the Indians and the Pakistanis, white South Africa and black South Africans, will be wiped out by a new unity of one brotherhood. One day.
One day.
The barriers between denominations and all faiths we merge by the common denominator of love. One day, the blood of my brother will no longer run in the dark alleyways of our cities, victims of brutality, or on the tear-drenched battlefields of the world where they're fighting senseless wars. One day, God will return to our hearts. Love will live in our souls, and we shall be afraid no more. There will be rejoicing in the alleys and rejoicing all over the world. One day,
one day,
one day,
one day,
our minds will open up and spread the faith of love to the rolling fields where all men dwell.
One day,
the rough ways shall be made smooth, the mountains shall be made level, and the crooked ways shall be made straight.
Amen.
and the trees of the forest shall clap their hands for joy. One day. One day. The oceans of the world will roar. Glory be to God. One day. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, you don't have to die to go to heaven. Heaven's right here. If we stand together and walk together, there is a Zion on earth. And one day, we shall enjoy the sweetness of freedom here.
Amen.
Cast this dream to your breast and make it live in your minds and your hearts. One day,
one day,
one day, if you keep the faith, baby.
Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, Lord, I want to be in the number. When the saints go marching in, oh, see St.
Peter
at the Golden Gate. See St. Peter.